This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frisch.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Build-proof project is coming. I only hope the gun doesn't blow up. But it's all Aero Precision parts. Everything except for the furniture, except for the grip and the buttstock are Aero Precision. And the sights. I got a difference. And a scope. Everything else is Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Anti-gunners will sometimes ask the question about why people like me need an AR-15. They want to know precisely why I feel like I need a weapon of war. After all, they argue, it's not like anyone's threatening me or my life. Now, are they? To a degree, there's some validity there. Not me personally, but I mean, we see this all the time. There's lots of people that want to kill lots of people if they could. If they could, they would kill lots of murders and lots of executions would be going on. And there's at least one Democrat in Maryland who's kind of doing a bit of threatening right now. Or he was. A Democratic Party leader in Maryland is facing criticism for last month posting on Facebook a call to dox gun rights activists. Maryland Democratic Party Secretary Robbie Leonard took to social media to post photos from a Maryland House Judiciary Committee meeting in late February where gun rights activists wore "We Will Not Comply" shirts during the hearing on additional gun control measures, along with a message calling the advocates homegrown terrorists and calling on his followers to dox them. He said, I hope the FBI runs the name of every witness who is wearing a T-shirt that says "We Will Not Comply." They're a bunch of terrorists in the making. Although none of those terrorists were advocating doxing. Doxing, we'll get to that in a minute. Why do I think that Leonard is the kind of guy who would have said the same thing about black activists refusing to comply with segregation laws in the South? But he didn't even stop there. In another message, he posted a photo of a protester along with a comment, "Time to dox some homegrown terrorists." Doxing is a practice of researching and broadcasting over the Internet the personal and private information of an individual or organization, normally with malicious intent. The malicious intent is usually so they can be threatened and harassed. For example, Tucker Carlson was doxed, and a mob went to his house. Yeah, a mob went to his house and did everything except try to breach the door, which terrified his wife. Among other things, the problem here, as I see it, is that was a gimme, okay? Tucker Carlson wasn't home that night. And, I know the law and everything else, but should that happen just to keep me from having to kill a bunch of people, I would probably go outside and give them a choice. And I would look at the cops and I would give them a choice too. Not it for a gunfight, because I'm not going to engage in a gunfight with cops because I support them. But I would be looking at them and saying, if you want to protest, get off of my property, because right now you're trespassing. I will defend my property if I have to. If you guys try to come in the house, I will defend against that too. If you think that, you know, you're going to do this and it's going to go unanswered, you're incorrect. And if you want to think about terrorism, well, I'm not the one here wearing a mask. When people ask why folks like me own guns, this is why. This is why we own guns. It's because there are wannabe tin-pot dictators out there who think it's okay to open their opposition to harassment and threats and freaking violence. I need an AR-15. I need multiple AR-15s so I can lay one down and pick one up. There, Leonard. When Leonard sends a horde of bloodthirsty thugs to my house, whether he does so actively by directing them himself or passively by simply setting the stage for them to find my address, I doubt that I'll have the opportunity to call for a timeout to reload. Now, if there's a good side to the story, which there isn't, it would have to be that Leonard isn't getting support on this from his party. The executive director of the Maryland Democratic Party, Ben Smith, basically slapped Leonard down. And he took shots at those who said they won't comply, but he had plenty to say about Leonard stepping out of line. What remains to be seen if that's where it ends, and I suspect it will. The problem isn't that Leonard wants to dox opponents, in my opinion, but that he said it where people could see behind the curtain. Many anti-gunners don't like the fact that we are permitted to exist, but they try to hide it. And Leonard didn't try to hide it. He doesn't want to hide it. And we now know what at least some of them are thinking. As the unmasking becomes more and more complete, of course. So why do we own AR-15s, class? Well, we own AR-15s in case we get doxxed. Yeah. Now, real quick, we got a little bit of time. These Second Amendment sanctuaries, I see a lot of people out there saying, well, you know, that can't stand. And it's all in the name of we are a nation of laws and we can't do that because we're a nation of laws. And, you know, this is one. And but the thing about this is for every one of these that get out there and say this, I'm not trying to get out there and disregard their intellect. I'm just simply saying this. When are you going to understand that you're in a fight? We are in a fight. Getting out there and trying to take the high ground, injecting honor into a process that has none, is a fool's errand, people. Getting out there and saying, well, you know, by the Constitution, this cannot be done, and, you know, state legislatures can get around and push out if you guys ran out of it. Well, sure they can. You know, under the auspice of the time during the Revolutionary War, when, you know, the earlier, Lexington and Concord, they had the legal authority because they granted it to themselves because they were in charge. The British had that. So, you know, where do you draw the line? Despite the non-enforcement of laws, when bad stuff happens, these anti-Second Amendment politicians come out and demand that the law-abiding citizens surrender more of their Second Amendment rights. And for pro-Second Amendment supporters, that is sort of frustrating. So for all of you out there that are taking the high ground, don't look down at the fight. Get in the fight. Get your nose broken. Get bloodied a little bit. This is not a game. This is a double-edged sword, and we have to play with it. We have to wield the double-edged sword here. But, you know, all these other people out there, these governors and everything that are imposing this, they're calling this a pity party on the sheriff's part. We have to support those sheriffs if you're in that jurisdiction. So please, if you what? Pretty please, do that, would you? Do that. And let's just get on with it, shall we? You know. Please, if we could. We gotta look past this and get real about this. This is a fight. This is not a demonstration. It's not a discussion. It's not a debate. This is a fight for the very soul of our country because they want to give it away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. You guys can't hear it on your side, but sometimes what's coming to me, hiccups. And then I'm taking my timing off of the hiccup or off of the flow or, you know, the feed that's coming to me. And when the feed hiccups, I'm just sitting there sort of flummoxed. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Bill Proof. Day after tomorrow, Bill Proof happens. Pray for me. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Back to Venezuela. There's a reason I'm covering Venezuela as hard as I am, okay? The blackout that they're going through right now is not going to go away. And as long as the blackout happens, Maduro is going to be in charge. And that's all he cares about. That's what he cares about, not the welfare of his country, not the well-being of his people, but being in charge. That's it. Now, right now, Venezuela's people are facing a famine. Up until this moment, they've been eating out of garbage trucks. International aid has been blocked by force, and they're having to raid the sewers for water. And the death toll in the hospitals, we don't know what it is. Nobody knows how many have died in places like Western Venezuela, where there's no power at all. The preemies have lost their incubators. Patients with kidney failure have died slow, painful deaths without dialysis. Diabetics have lost their refrigerated insulin. Cancer patients have lost their chemotherapy treatment. People with other critical illnesses and conditions have not been able to reach doctors on the phone or been able to see hospital staff whose subway trips to work has been halted. People who were halfway through surgery when the blackout hit, we don't really know what's happened to them. That's been sort of grim. The ruin is total. There's no banks, no money. There's no stores to buy things from. Nothing to buy if they were open. No transport, no gas, no refrigeration, no food, no water, no medicine, no school, and no word from the government, and no hope of anything getting fixed. Locals are burning out the Chavista government establishments, and the rest of the country looks like a scene from Blade Runner. Even the military, under pressure to defect to the Democrats, is now affected. Because, and you know, with socialist mismanagement of the centralized power system, the cause, it's not going to get better anytime soon. Actually, it's not that it was the cause, it was that they were the reason. Venezuelan government has been weirdly silent, with only crude outbursts blaming the U.S. for sabotage, as if Venezuela's non-digitalized analog power system could actually be hacked. See, that's the thing. They're not digital. This is what you would expect and, you know, probably righteously so, because it's some of the best stuff Cuba has to sell. And Cuba is definitely analog. Well, they might have some digital stuff. I don't know. But you get what I'm saying. This is not something we could have sent out. You know, we couldn't have put some 15-year-old hacker kid on it and said, all right, good crash, Venezuela, and after that's done, I'm going to buy you a new Xbox. Couldn't have done that. So, amid the rumbling seen on Twitter, the obvious has been called for in the last redoubt of democracy in the country, their National Assembly. They're calling for foreign military intervention to save the country. The Chavista Constitution they're operating on put that right for the National Assembly in, probably imagining they'd rule forever and might like some Russian or Cuban intervention at some point. And like a captured weapon, it's now being used against them. That's the thing. When you write these things down, this is the problem with laws. Laws are always going to be turned against the people who write them, no matter how good or bad they are. Because whenever somebody's in charge, well, they're going to interpret it, you see. But the Venezuelan Democrats' top diplomat, Diego Ara, and he's been fighting a rearguard action on the international diplomatic front to check the Chavista apologists, had to say 4 days ago, he said it's a big change. Up until now, U.S. intervention has always been a bad word in Latin America. in the press and the ruling intelligentsia in academia among the left-wing politicians. And, never mind that people usually come running to the Marines, unless you're Japanese. But that's beside the point. Some actually, during the Persian Gulf War, the first one, right, there were news crews taking entire companies of Iraq. They were taking them prisoner. They were being surrendered to, and all they were armed with was a Quasar camcorder and a bunch of sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. And they were turning themselves in because they just wanted to eat. They didn't want to fight. The liberators were there. This happened before. When we hosed out the Cuban military ruling Grenada in 1983, they were kissing the ground the American Marines were walking on. Panama. People go to Panama and they ask the locals about the 1990 Marine invasion to take out the drug dealing dictator Manuel Noriega. Of course, it wasn't the Marines, it was the Army. And, their reaction was also gratitude because the Dignity Battalions was making life hell for them locally. So, there's definitely sort of habit both ways dynamic around the region from the past with the U.S. interventions announced, but interventions for one's own country seen, now they're seeing it as a gift. And it's not that different from Yankee go home and take me with you, though. But this is different. This is a people trying to save their literally dying nation, and they're speaking direction. It's a zero apologies call for foreign intervention from Venezuela's last remaining democratic institution based on what prominent Venezuelans describe as recognizing reality. And they're calling the shots here, and they mean to own this. And Juan Guaido says he will call for it if international aid continues to be blocked by the Maduro dictatorship. The dictatorship and all their ruinous killings is not going to be dislodged by gargantuan million-strong protests. It's not going to be dislodged by sanctions. It's not going to be dislodged by moral suasion to its top military leaders, who inexplicably remain with the Maduro dictatorship. It's held in place with foreign support. Its only way out is to be thrown out. In the words of respected Venezuelan statesman Diego Arias, there is no comparison to spurious claims of imperialism. So, we haven't decided what we're going to do. But we've got a strong, long-time policy called the Monroe Doctrine, which was put there to keep foreign powers out of the hemisphere, to protect Latin America's democracies. And, we might be cashing that one in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is demanding an unredacted copy of the Mueller report, as he accuses, without any proof, Attorney General William Barr of misrepresenting the conclusions of the special counsel.
Attorney General Barr appears to have shown an unsettling willingness to undermine his own department in order to protect President Trump. Barr's words and actions suggest he has been disingenuous and misleading in saying the president is clear of wrongdoing.
Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler went on to say that both Special Counsel Mueller and Attorney General Barr will be called to testify before House lawmakers next month. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is set to introduce new legislation that would raise the national smoking age to 21 years old. The Republican lawmaker plans to introduce his bill next month. The bill would raise the national smoking age on all tobacco products and vaping devices. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yes, it does, and I'm going to build one day after tomorrow with all of their fine parts. Hopefully, when I pull the trigger the first time, it stays together. I have no doubt it's going to. If it doesn't, it won't be because of the parts. It'll be because of the builder. That's the problem. I got a question, because right now we have this marvelous, marvelous example. You know, right now what's happening in Venezuela is like what happens on a new island when the volcano erupts. Everything's so new and different looking than it was, you know, back when the Yankees were in charge. And not the New York Yankees, us, the imperialists. And it's also, you know, we've changed the landscape and everything. That'll show them. In the past, the lefties have flocked on political pilgrimages to these newly created socialist countries to drink in the collectivism and praise the new regimes. It happened in Cuba with the Vince Ramos Brigade sugarcane cutting harvest. It happened in Nicaragua with the Sandinistas, right, Bill de Blasio. And it certainly happened in Venezuela during the salad days of socialist Hugo Chavez, until the socialized Cuban Castro care actually killed him in 2013. Now, Oliver Stone and Sean Penn and Naomi Campbell and Dial Joe for Oil Kennedy were all in. And they were loud about it, too. Well, now a new invitation has been issued to the current defenders of socialism from Venezuela's democratically elected president, Juan Guaido. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, speaking in an exclusive interview with Fox Business's Trish Reagan, is telling those on the far left, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, that the root of Venezuela's humanitarian crisis is directly tied to socialism. Guaido said it's about a lack of information. So if you want to talk about the economy, we're seeing 53% rates, 1,000% in inflation, lack of basic products, medication, and food. If we look at the day-to-day suffering of the Venezuelan people, that's not about numbers, it's about human beings. It's about lives, people who are suffering right now, who see their lives in danger, and who cannot provide for themselves as human beings to sustain the society and the world. So regarding the crisis going on in Venezuela, I invite everyone to see what's going on in Venezuela. He liked to take these socialists and show them what socialism looks like up close, given that he lives in it. All that free health care? Come see what it looks like in a power-darkened Venezuela where the preemies freeze to death without their incubators and the doctors have run from the country and the remaining medical staff can't get to work. And the Band-Aids are scarce. The free food? Well, the Chavista socialist elites have let it rot on the docks and stolen the money for it. And come see the Venezuelans who eat zoo animals or dine from the garbage trucks, and the socialist water is now supplied from the sewer. Aid? They blocked it from coming in. Problems with obesity? Well, the socialist diet solved that one. With Venezuelans now losing an average of 24 pounds in just the last year. Free money to pay for the social services, only if you like carting it in wheelbarrows, given the country's gargantuan inflation rate, which, by the way, is the result of Ocasio-Cortez's own proposal to print money. For education? Well, ask the millions of students out there protesting in the streets as the protest vanguard what free education is like. So much of what is strangling Venezuela is now precisely what the lefties like Ocasio-Cortez and Omar are proposing. It's no surprise that the pair of them are among the few people out there still defending the monstrous socialist regime. Now they're hearing from the legitimate leader of the Venezuelans, the man who may well end up taking the reins if the detested and failed regime is dislodged, and it's not pretty for them. Yeah, they need to go on a political pilgrimage. It's time for the reality tour for all the Chavista shills out there still creepily promoting the nightmare of socialism. Listen, this is the thing. I and people like me, and even if I hadn't done it, you're born with this ability. You can have your opinions. You can have your belief. You can have, you know, you can have it your way, really. But if you're a socialist, if you're listening to me right now and you're a socialist and you're saying to yourself, well, this guy, we need to get his guns from him and then we need to teach him who's the boss and all this other fun stuff. If that's what you're thinking right about now, what you need to do is you need to go where the food is. You need to go to where the socialism is, because America is not socialist. America is not going to become socialist. If you try to push us into socialism, you're going to be in for a civil war, the likes of which you're not capable of understanding. We don't look at the country and say, oh, this needs to be fundamentally transformed. We heard all this before. We've been down this path. And, like Omar got out there and said, you know, Obama was much more polished about it. And we've seen this before. Now, the Monroe Doctrine, which I was talking about, that is something that may come up. But that has a little depth to it that we're going to have to go through. Trump, of course, is not a big fan of military interventions because they would cost us American lives and up until now led to money and corruption pits known as the nation building. This would absolutely do it. Elliot Abrams, who's his point man on this, does differ with him on this, of course, but we're withdrawing all of our personnel from our embassies in Caracas in the past in Panama. That was the prelude to the invasion of Panama. Nobody knew about that until right before it happened. If the rest of the Latin American countries, you know, like Brazil and Colombia get on board with this, there might be no choice but to go with it. But we'll see. We're going to see. This is a very bad time. We need to be looking at these people, these poor Venezuelan people. Disarmed Venezuelan people. And that's the thing. This has been allowed to get to this point because one of the big standing out things here is they were disarmed. They were disarmed. And look what's happening to them. No, they're not being rounded up and killed and put in the trucks and taken to the camps and all this other stuff. No, they're just, everything's been taken away from them. There's no more zebras to kill at the zoo. No more ocelots. No more three-toed sloths. That's done. Those were the gravy train days. Now we've had to take the next step down where we're trying to, you know, going through that pile of garbage for the 18th time, trying to find that molecule of sustenance that might be clinging to that bone. And, you know, you can filter sewer water, and that it's just about as good as regular fresh water. You got to have that moisture right now. Hydration is key. So what about the bacteria? So what if it might kill you? I'm thirsty. And this is these are the choices these people are having to face. These hospitals, those are death. Those are just big coffins with sliding doors now. This is a human tragedy, and this is all about socialism. This is socialism on parade, people. It's a very enlightening moment, if you will. And we get to watch it. We're getting to watch it. So go check it out there, AOC. Take Omar with you. Take Gabbard with you. Take them all. Take them all with you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
And I'm going to do it day after tomorrow. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. So I've been leading you down this primrose path. Now let's talk about something. This is the time now where we have to look at the sum total of everything and say to ourselves, we need to prepare for the highest denominator out there. That would be a terrorist attack. Or terrorist preparedness, if you will. Whether it's an attack from abroad or perhaps even scarier, an attack from within, right? Terrorism is a very real threat. After 9/11, you got to ask yourself how much of what they actually did to make, you know, the drones and the TSA security theater, all of that was security theater, you know? Where was the real appearance of safety? Where were we going and taking the fight to them? And let's be straight. The chances of you and your family becoming a terrorist victim are extremely, extraordinarily low. And that doesn't absolve you from your responsibility to stay prepared. Because if you are going to be in a terrorist attack, you don't know what form it's going to take. It might manifest into a power outage. It might manifest into a food or water shortage. And the only thing worse than such a disaster is not being prepared for one. Ask them in Venezuela. So, what is terrorism? Terrorism is a violent attack, but with a specific aim. To influence politics, to inspire fear in the public, or to get the populace to doubt the legitimacy of the government. And the specific form of terrorism could be just about anything. Bombings, mass shootings, assassinations, kidnappings, hijacking, cyber attacks, or the more serious attacks involving the nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. Who's likely to be a victim of terrorism? No person is at high risk. But some places are more at risk to be targeted than others, like military bases, government facilities, international airports, large cities, landmarks, sports stadiums, water supplies, food supplies, utility substations, and interchanges. And there's two types of terrorism here in the United States, domestic and international. So, there are some precautions you can take concerning this that are surprisingly just like the same precautions you take to carry a concealed weapon. You should be situationally aware and try to be aware of what's going on around you at all times, especially if you're traveling in a country with a higher incidence of terrorism than in the United States. If you're in a place and you feel uncomfortable, go. Don't be paranoid. Just be mindful. Don't accept packages from strangers or allow your luggage to leave your control. So if you see somebody leaving a package, don't be a hero. Just walk away from it as fast as you can. Try to put something between you and it. And if it's probably not going to blow up, good. If you notice any unusual behavior, always report it immediately to relevant security personnel. Anytime you're in a public place, make sure to briefly note the location of the emergency exits. They'll be a lot harder to find in the event of any incident. Like sitting down at a restaurant, that's a good time to look at it. A mall. Malls have lots of exits. Don't ever forget that. And for any possible scenario, emergency preparedness is key. If you have cash on hand, emergency food and water supplies, and a weapon and a lot of ammo. If you live or work in a large building, talk to the owners about getting basic emergency supplies on every level. In that particular case, you're going to be looking for first aid kits, hard hats, dust masks, portable radios, flashlights, tape, you know. And these are the most basic precautions, okay? Then the active rampage killer scenario. Once again, situational awareness. You got to have it. You got to maintain it. You got to know where the exits are. If you're in an office building, get out of the hallway. Get into an office or secure the door. Where safe and possible, try to take the shooter down yourself. 60% of the time when that happens, it's due to unarmed people doing it. In close quarters, your chances of survival are significantly greater if you try to incapacitate the shooter and whenever, say, call 911 yourself. Incapacitating the shooter means you jam your thumb into his eye socket all the way up to your fist. It means you grab something hard and heavy and sharp, and you hit him in the head with it. And don't worry about what it's going to do to him. You want to deanimate him. Humans are very tough organisms. When they're jacked full of adrenaline, you're going to have to hurt him bad, take him down. There are three things you can do in an active shooter scenario to stay alive. You can run. You got to know your escape route before you go. You got to leave. If everybody else is looking around and saying, what's that? That sounds like gun. You need to be going. Leave everything you got behind, your MacBook and your iPhone X and all this other stuff. All that can be replaced if you're there to go and get the replacements. You need to prevent the people from reentering an area with an active shooter. You got to keep your hands visible when you're leaving because the cops are going to be checking you out. Cooperate with them when you leave them. And don't try to move the wounded. You can hide, which is to get out of the shooter's view, and you can fight, which, if you're armed, you know, you're pulling back, but you're pulling back in an orderly manner because you got to keep your gaze forward at the shooter. If you're not armed, then you're going to have to fight with anything that you can grab, and if you produce a firearm on your own, that won't result in a firefight. The shooter's either going to run or turn his gun on himself. That has happened time and time again. When law enforcement arrives, follow all these instructions. Put down any items in your hands and raise your arms and spread your fingers. And do not leave until instructed by law enforcement. Explosives. Well, now we're getting into mass casualties. And in the event someone calls in a bomb threat, try to gather as much information as possible. Like, when is the bomb set to go off? Where is it? What does it look like? What kind of bomb is it? How will it explode? Did you place the bomb? You know, if they're calling in the threat. If you find yourself in the middle of an explosion and you're able to get up and move, you got to keep going. And you got to cover your face with a dust mask, if possible, a bandana, if not. Use a flashlight to signal to rescuers if possible. Shout as a last resort. As this shouting in the immediate aftermath of an explosion means you're inhaling dust. Never had thought about that, have you? So, We're not going to get into the biological and chemical. What I'm telling you is that we need to look at everything out there today. And we need to say to ourselves, we need to be prepared for this. We've seen this time and time again. Whenever something happens, some natural disaster, some hurricane, earthquake, riot, whatever it is, it's always the people that are prepared that fare the best. It's always the people that are prepared that remain calm. It's always the people that are prepared that save lives and preserve the lives of them and their loved ones. So, this is a very, you know, it's just like concealed carrying a gun. It's a very serious business. It's one that you have to take seriously. And it's a way of life. It's a lifestyle once you get into it. It's, you know, it's an additional thing that you're doing. You can most certainly go to the lake. You can most certainly go to the parties and all the other stuff. But you're going to be carrying that gun, right? So that means all the other things that go along with that, you got to do. Well, that doesn't mean it's no fun. It just means you have to take additional steps. And in those final moments, if you haven't taken those additional steps, I remember sitting up in the hospital after I woke up from anesthesia, which I was supposed to wake up in 16 hours and I woke up in 56. It was bad. And I remember sitting there saying, what have I done? And it was too late. It was too late. I had dodged a bullet. I had survived. I'd woken up. But they didn't know that was going to happen. And I didn't know what my state was for the longest time. So, yeah, I was asking. But it was too late for me to ask that question. Now I work on rectifying that every day. So, along with this topic as well. We'll be back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.